Today we're going to learn Daf Chavtes. Actually, start from the bottom of Chav Ches and Beis with the Tudat Gufa. Gufa, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda says the name of Rav. Kashos, which are hops. Chaziz, which are green grains. Ma'avin behem, you could use them for an eruv. And they are considered food that you make a bracha of hadamana. Kashas v'kama, the Gemara wants to know how much of hops has to be used in order to have a valid erev. So the Gemara replies, "Kida amar Rabbi Chiya, like Rabbi Chiya says elsewhere." We will soon see where that elsewhere is. Kamalei hayad, the share is a handful. Just like Rabbi Chiya says over there, Hachanami, here too, regarding hops, that shir is kamalei hayad, a handful, and that will suffice in order to make it an erev. Chazir is bekama. What about the next one, the green grains, the unripe grains, how much of them has to be used in order to make an erev? Amar Rabba bar Tovi bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, kamalei uzulso de ichri. That is a full bundle carried by peasants or farm workers. Okay. These workers to carry these bundles, and that amount, a bundle full, is the amount that should be used of the green grains in order to make an erev. The different shiurim that some of these foods has is because the normal person, when he eats, there's a certain amount that will satisfy him, satiate him, and we know that the shear of an Erev is muzzin of two sudas, two meals. That's why you'll see that certain things are less and certain things are more, because certain types of foods are more filling or more expensive or more chashuv, while others are not. So therefore, the ones that are less filling or less expensive or less whatever, they will need a bigger shear. Amar Rechilki bar Tovia ma'arvin bekalia, which is some type of herb. I do not know the translation. Okay, and the Gemara has a question. Bekalia sagataitach? That's a very hard. It's very hard. It's almost hard like wood. Is that considered a food? How can you use that for an herb? It has to be a food item. It has to be edible. Ella, rather than what it says, biyaka de kalia, the vegetable of a kalia, the part which is softer, which can be eaten. The kama, and how much is used? Amar Rabbi Chiya, kamalei hayad, a handful. This is where the Gemara two lines ago said, like Rabbi Chiya said elsewhere. This is the place where Rabbi Chiya says that did. Rabbi Yirmiya nafek leklayosa. He went to the villages that were near the field to see his tefillah growing. Ba'u minei, the villagers asked Yirmiya, Mao la'arev bepulim lachet, can you make an erev out of moist beans? Lehav biyada, he didn't know the answer. Kiyasal be'medrasha, he came to Beis Medrash to ask. Amru lei, the chacham in the Beis Medrash responded to him, Hachiyam rabiyanai, ma'arvin bepulim lachet, you can make an erev out of moist beans. But kama, how much? Rabbi Chiya, kama lehayat, again, that same shear, a handful. Amar Vamnuna, Ma'arvin Betard Mechayin. A person can make an erev out of rua beets. Fat Gemarain, really? Vamar Chizda, Silka Chaya, Katal Gar Chaya, a rua beets can kill a healthy person. You see that they're detrimental to your health. Obviously, they're not considered to be edible. How can you make an erev? That's the most question. So the Gemara responds, "Ahu v'bashal v'loy bashal." When do we say that they're dangerous for your health? If they're not raw and they're not fully cooked, in the interim stage, that's when they're dangerous. But if they're completely raw, they're not dangerous. They're edible. If they're completely cooked, they're also edible. Ikida amri. Another version of what was said is Amr of Hamnuna ain't ma'arvin betard mechayin. Rav Hamnuna says you cannot use raw beets to make an erev. The Amr of Chizda, because Rav Chizda said that they're dangerous. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? We see people eat them and they don't die. So the Gemara responds, Hasan Mubashal Vulay Bashal. When did he say that was dangerous? That's only if they're in the interim stage, and that is when Rav Hamuna said you can't make an Erev. But if they are completely raw, you actually can make an Erev from them, or if they're cooked, you can make an Erev, and there will be no problem. Amar Rav Chisda, Tavshil Shel Tadin, a cooked dish of tardin of beets, Yafla Leiv, is good for your heart, V'toiv La'inayim, and is good for your eyes, the koshkin lebnei ma'ayin, and all the more so, they are better, they are good for the intestines. It's interestingly enough, there's a connection between the inayim and the bnei ma'ayim. There, about 20 years ago, I saw a medical in a journal. They were studying certain chemicals in the head that are also found in the intestines, and figuring if they could use medicines that had were able to treat people with intestinal disorders to treat people who had either eye or brain problems and vice versa. So I mean, I don't know whatever came of that, but you see, you know, the Gemara kind of alludes to this thing over here. Amar Abaya, Vud Yosef Abay Tafi, when is it true that this tafshil of tardin is healthy for your heart and for your eyes? That is when it's sitting on the stove, Abay Tuch Tuch, and it cooks to a point to where it makes that noise of a Tuch Tuch sound. Amar Rava, Hareni Ki Ben Azai B'Shukei Tveria. Rava says, I am like Ben Azai in the streets of Tveria. Now, Ben Azai, who was one of the Tanoim, had a reputation for being very, very brilliant and clear-minded, and he lived in Tveria in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he would answer the questions of the Chachamim. So sometimes you find the Kama Kosagora, which says, Abaya, Rav would say, Harenik Kiman Azai B'Shukei Tveria. I'm thinking today, it would be like a humorous thing to say, today I'm like Ben Azai, ask me the question you want. Like, kind of like, you know, go for it, try to catch me. And of course, you know, in the doctrine of Yeshiva Bachram, someone is going to try to catch him. Okay. Amalei Ahum Rabbanan L'Rava. So one of the Rabbanan asked Rava, Tapuchim V'Kama, how much Tapuchim are necessary to use in order to make an Erev? Amalei Chima Arvim V'Tapuchim. So Rava responds, okay, why are you so sure that you can use apples to make an Erev? So Rava is insinuating that they would not be, you cannot use them to make an Erev. Shakti Gemara on Rava Veloy, you cannot use apples to make an Erev. I'll bring you a raya that you can. Fatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Ha'ichlin, Mistarfin, all food items can combine, Lifsol Asagviya, to disqualify a person to be considered tummy that he cannot eat truma. B'chetzi pras, if the food items equal a half of a pras. We'll see Rashi, just want to how Rashi explains what the chetzi pras is. Just want to finish the quote of the Mishnah. V'mazon shtei sudos la'erev. And also for all foods combined for the two meals shear that you need for an erev. Ukebeya latamei tumas leichlam. They also combine for the shear of a beya to convey tuma on foods. So the Gemara will speak out what the question is. Just want to see what Rashi says. Lifsol es gevia, different mas lifsol es gevia. He says, "Im achal oichlan tumayin." If a person eats food which is impure, which is tamei, avagav she'en oichlan matamei adam b'maga. Okay, food which is tamei. If a person touches that food, the person does not become tamei. However, i achal minayu chatzi pras. If he eats from the food the amount of a half a pras, the hainu, what is that? At shnei beitzim, two eggs. Nifsol, that person becomes disqualified malachal b'truma. So if he's a kohen, until that time when he ate that half a pras, he intended to have a nice truma sandwich for lunch, and he munched on something which was tamei before in the shear of a half a pras. He now can no longer eat truma. And by the way, notice Rashi says, "What's the shear of a pras?" Rashi says a half a pras is two beitzim. Okay, so a whole pras. 4 beitzim. So this is in contradiction to the Rambam's shir pras. Rambam, this is a machlekes Rambam and Rashi. Well, no machlekes wherever we have the shir of kdei achilas pras. The Rambam holds that it's 3 beitzim, and Rashi holds it's 4 beitzim. Okay, now the Gemara. Let's continue with the Gemara's question. What are you asking on Rava? Elaim, if you want to say Mishum Ditani, because it says Kolo Ichlein, all foods joined together, and we're assuming that means apples too, and they could join together to be Mistar for the Buzzes and Susan for the Erev. So you see, they can use apples for an Erev. But Vahani B'nai Achilin, and these things, the apples are edible. Vaham Rabbi Yechanan, and Lamidim Naklalis. We had in the basically the first Amud of this Perek, the rule that Rabbi Yechanan said you cannot learn from wherever it says a klal. I feel a welcome shema by chutz, even a place where it says chutz. So you see that you have to take whenever you see a klal, you have to take with a grain of salt. And you can't learn from there. So maybe apples are an exception to the rule. Ella, so what's the question? Mishum d'tani uvamazin shtei sudos la'erev, because it says all foods combine for the foodstuffs for a meal for the 2 sudos to be used as an erev, and also they combine a kubeil a tamu tumas oichlan. Bahani nami, and apples too are b'nei tumui tumas oichlan inu. These things are also, since they're edible, they certainly become tomei with tumas oichlan. And since the Mishnah puts them together, we assume that whatever becomes tomei tumas oichlan, or kubeil tumas oichlan, can also be used as an erev. Rashi speaks that a little clearly. Rashi didn't mention El Mishum the Tani, Erev Dumi the Tumas Oichlin. We learn them together; they're similar. Damash Makoshu Metame Tumas Oichlin. Whatever conveys Tumah of foodstuff, Yeshlo Mosar Shtei Sudos, and it has a shear of 2 Sudos Chazir LaErev. But it's raw; it's fit to be used for an Erev. A Tapuchim B'nei Mitumuninu, and Tapuchim can convey and become and convey Tumah. So you see clearly from here. Not like Rava. Rava assumed that you cannot use apples for an erev. From this Mishnah, you see that you can use apples for an erev. So Rava is shlugged up, upgeschlugged. Now the Gemara wants to, now we've established that fact that you can use apples as an erev. We're going to go back to the original question that was asked of Rava, how much? The comma, right? And now when Rava said, well, who says you could use apples? That's where we got into this whole discussion. Now we've established that that's a fact. Gemara says, how many apples have to be used? Amar of Nachman, tapuchim the kav. A kav's worth, which a kav in contemporary measurement is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 quarts, which is, I guess you could say, a lot of apples to make an erev. Now that's the shear that Rav Nachman said of a kav's worth of tapuchim is challenged. Meisvei Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, uchla is a type of measurement. Tavlin, an uchla of tavlin, the litra is another type of measurement of a yarok of vegetables, v'asara egoizen and 10 nuts, v'chamisha afarskin and 5 peaches, v'shnei rimonim and 2 pomegranates, v'esrei yachin and 1 esrei. Okay, all these things are the shear, what has to be given out. This is a brisa that's referring to matnas aniyim. So you give maaser ani, and you're giving out these items. This is the shear of things that you've got to give. Otherwise, you have not discharged your obligation. V'amar gursak bardari mishmei derav and ashir bashagvuli mishmei derav. On that brisa of talking about the maaser ani. And so too, the law applies to an erev, just like these shiurim were said by an ani in the storehouse. So too, these shiurim are said for erev. So the 10 nuts, the chamisha farskin, can also be used to make an erev. Now, what's the Gemara's question? You see, peaches are similar to apples, and we said what you needed was 5 peaches. Chamisha farskin, the price said. And Rav said that whatever it can be used for anim can be used for erev. Therefore, it follows that peaches that are similar to apples, you should say that five apples should suffice to make an erev, and you don't need a kav's worth, which is much more. So the Gemara speaks out. V'hani nami l'havi ki hafaskin. The question mark should be after hafaskin. Gemara responds, hani chashivi, hani lechashivi. There's a difference between a paskin and apple, tapuchim, peaches and apples. Okay, the peaches are considered chashiv, the apples are not, and therefore a smaller shear of peaches suffices to make an erev, where to make the an erev valid. You, with apples, you need a greater amount. That's why you need a kav's worth. Now the Gemara response is not going to challenge the answer we just said. That's acceptable. But the Gemara is going to comment on the brisa and the teaching of Rav of Vechein Le'erev and Matan Hasanim. On Rabbi Yosef, Shaul Emare L'Rabban Asher by Shaguvli. Okay, Hashem should forgive Rabban Asher by Shaguvli. Ana Armis, he's the one who said that in the name of Rav, Vechein Le'erev. Hashem should forgive him more. Because Ana Armis Nahale Amas Nisan, I said that saying of Rav on the Mishnah. V'hu Amra Abraisa, and he said it on the Abraisa. It was the Mishnah that Rabbi Yosef said it on, it on. We learned that also this is discussing the Matanas of the Anim. Ein Poyachin La'ani Begayrin. Okay, a person, you should not give less to an ani by the threshing floor. Mechetzi kav sitim. You give wheat, you have to give at least a half a kav. And the kav sairin, you give barley, you have to give a full kav. Remeir amer chetzi kav sairin. Remeir says a half a kav suffices for barley. The kav mechetzi kusman, you have to give 1.5 kav of spelt. The kav gregris, and 1 kav of dried figs, and 1 of dvela, or a mana of pressed figs. Mikivai mei pras. Okay, you have to give a pras, which is again 4 or 3 eggs, depending on Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Lechetzi lo yayin and half a log of yayin. Mikivai mei revius. A revius was a revius shemen, and also when you give oil, you have to give a revius of it. Mikivai mei, you don't have to give a revius. You give the shemenis, an eighth of a log. Bishar kol aperos and all other types of fruit. Amar abishol kidei shiyimachrim, that if you would sell them, yikach behen mazonish desudas, and you take that money and be able to buy food to suffice for 2 meals. Yamar Rav, and Rav says v'chein la'irv, just like that is the rules that we just said apply to manasaniyim. They also apply to the laws of erev. Now the Gemara asks, well, my ulame dahai mahach, why is the Mishnah a better place to say Rav din than the Braisa? That's what Rabbi Yosef had, this very strong language. Hashem should forgive him, Menashe, for saying the din on the Braisa. There's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. You're not going to say any different din. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa are discussing things which are given to the Aniyim on the threshing floor. And we said whatever is good for the Aniyim is good for the Eir. So who cares if it's on the Mishnah or the Braisa? Elam, if you want to say Mishum de Katani Bahach Tavlin, and the Braisa says spices, the Tavlin Labnei Achilin, and spices are not edible or not by themselves. You know, they don't make a meal out of them, and they therefore they can't be used by themselves for an erev. Atuhacha Amila Katani Chitim Sairin. The Mishnah does not say wheat and barley, but Labnei Achilin, wheat and barley by themselves are also not edible. You have to process the wheat and barley to make them into either a bread or a cake or a dish, but by themselves they're not edible. So whatever objection, if that's the objection to the Braisa, you should have that objection to the Mishnah too. Ela Mishnah Matani Chetzi Lo Yain, because it says a half of a leg of wine. The Amar Rav Ma'arvin, when a person makes an Erev, he uses B'shtei Revi'ah Shel Yain. A person has to use 2 revises of wine. Now, with the minukuli high, since you need so much wine, shmamina, it must be a ki amar Rav. When Rav says v'chein la'erev, when he says that psak, aha ma'asizn kamar, he must have said it on that mishnah. Shmamina, that's a good raya. What the Gemara just rephrases is trying to say is that Rav says a very big chiddush that you need 2 revises of wine to make an erev, because the standard Kodesh al-Bracha, which requires a reviz. It's 1 reviz. Dala, Kiddush, Dal Kais, whatever shear that you need for wine is always really a revis. So over here for an Erev, you need two revises. So that's a Kiddush, right? Now that was if when the Mishnah says that the shear for wine is in this Mishnah Chatzi Legayin, and Rav says Marvin he uses that shear for an Erev, it's saying a Kiddush, he must have said it on the Mishnah. So not that there was anything wrong per se halachically with putting Rav's din on the Braisa. That would also be correct. However, Rav said it on the Mishnah because Rav wanted to underscore a point that you use a very large shear of wine to make an Erev. It's not sufficient to have one revius, you need two reviuses. Amar Mar, Uva Mazon, Shte Sudas La Erev, you need two meals for the food to make an Erev. So, Rabbi Yosef Lamema, Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, Adik of Suda Mahai, with Suda Mahai. It means two different types of food, one Suda from one type, one Suda from another type. So, Amulei Rabba said, no, Afilu Lamechta Lashash La Revia. It's not just, you're not limiting ourselves to two different types of food. One type of food will make one Suda, and the other will make the other Suda. You can use 10 different types of food to make one suda. They will all be mitzdarv. Gufa amarav ma'arvin b'shtei revi'ah shel yayin. The din that we just said in the name of Rav, you use two revi'ahs of wine to make an erev. In fact, the Gemara mibin kulei hai. You really need so much. Fahatanya b'shimon olaz ro'aymer yayin k'dei lechel b'chaymitz. You need a shear of wine for an erev in order to the stuff that you look at the k'dei lechel boy. I'm sorry, the comment should be before chaymitz. Wine k'dei lechel boy and chaymitz vinegar k'dei lechel boy in order to dip in and zeisim utzolim k'dei lechel ben shtei sudas. Okay, olives and onions in order to eat the amount to eat two sudas. But you see over here that the amount from this bais from Shimon Elazar, the amount of yayin that you needed was enough that you needed to eat with a suda, which you dip your bread or something into wine, and that is a lot less than two revises. So why does Rav say you need two revises? I'm gonna respond. Haslam b'chamra mevashla. Okay, he's the Shimon Elazar is talking about yayin mevushal, cooked wine. Cooked wine is just for dips, for dipping your bread into, and that is a smaller shear than the two revises of the unmevushal wine, the uncooked wine, which will be sufficient, which you need two revises for. Amar Mar, according to the Braisa that we just said, chaymitz vinegar k'dei l'tavel boy, enough vinegar in order to be tevel to dip your food. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, what type of dipping we're discussing? K'dei l'tavel boy mozon shtei suda shel yerek. If you have a meal consisting of two sudas of vegetables. Yeah, the meal will consist of vegetables, and you take those vegetables and you will dip them in the vinegar. So you need enough vinegar to be able to be used as a dip for those sudas. Ikadamri, another version, number of gilam arav yarakanachol b'shtei sudas. Okay, we're not talking about that the meal consists of vegetables. Rather, the meal consists of a regular meal, bread, meat, etc. And there are also vegetables as part of the suda. They augment the rest of the meal, and which is obviously that's a lesser amount of vegetables than just being served as a side dish, and the only amount of chaymitz that you need is enough chaymitz used for those vegetables. So that second version is obviously saying a much lower, much lesser amount. Amar Mar, zeisim ubtzolim k'delecha ben mazon shtei sudos, enough to have two meals ubtzolim for tomorrow ubtzolim marvin. And for with onions, can you make an erev? But Tanya does not say in the price. So Shimon Elazar Pamachas Shavas Rameir by Adarska. Rameir was in this town of Adarska for Shabbos. So Ba'od Echad Lefanov. Another person came to him. I'm like Rabbi. They're Rafti B'Btzolim L'Tivin. I use onions as an erev tchumen in order to get to this place called Tivin, which is past Adarskin. As this man came, let's say from the west side of Adaskia, he wanted to go to the east. There's a further village called Tivin, and he wanted to make an erev tchumen in order to use it. And he asked Rameir if he can use if it was acceptable using the onions as an erev. Remeir sat him down inside four amos, and not let him move outside the four amos, because Remeir held that the onions were not good enough to be used as an erev. Therefore, the erev tchumen that the man made was invalid. So you see that you can't use onions as a erev. But like kosher, that's not haba olim haba imois. One's talking about the leaves. The leaves are not good. Imos are the onion bulbs themselves. They can be used as an erev. The tanya achal batzel v'hishkim umeis. If a person ate a batzel and he woke up and then he died, hey noimer, don't say mima umeis. Don't wonder how the guy died. Because we assume that the cause of his death was eating this onion. And Rabbi Shmuel, in an explanation, but don't forget Shmuel was a doctor. Loi shanu ella ba'olim. That's only referring to the leaves, which are unhealthy. Aval be'imoyis, but the balls themselves, less than ba, there's no problem. Over all nami le'yamar, for the qualification, we only said they're unhealthy. Ella, when it bears the loi, Aftel zeres, that's only if they did not grow to the size of a zeres. A zeres is the shear, the area between an average person's thumb and his little finger. If it grew that amount, then we say that it's considered healthy and there's no problem eating it. But if it grew that much, less than butter, again, there's no problem. Again, when is eating this small onion leaf a problem? That's only if he did not drink beer with it. Ava, but ishti shechra, if he drank beer, leslanba, there's no problem. It's healthy too. So I'm going to point something out over here. By the way, Rapapa was a wealthy man and his business was making beer. I wonder if that had anything to do with the Yetzer. Maybe he knew a lot of stuff about beer that other people didn't know. Turn around. A person should not eat onions because of the poison that's in it. Half an onion with half of the poison that was in it. And he got sick from atalamus and he was going to die. And his friends davened for him. And he lived. Okay, because the people needed him. He was needed for the times. And it's interesting why the Gemara had thrown that line. If the wouldn't have been for Mipnei Shashat Srichalai, then either they wouldn't have davened for him, or the tefillahs wouldn't have been answered. Because he did something dangerous or by eating something which was unhealthy, and that this Rachmanis from Hashem in order to save him would not have happened. Amr Zera, Amr Shmuel, Shechar beer ma'arvin boye. You can use beer to make an erev also. Not only that, beer is like water, or like ma'im shuvin, drawn water, and it's three lugs of ma'im shuvin and beer will disqualify a mikvah. Maskev la Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked that pshita. That's pashut. Why are you telling me that it passes the mikvah? It's pashut. Chima ben zeh lemeitzava. Why is beer different than colored water? It's not Rav Yosi. Yemer meitzava pashlas the mikvah shlashes lugin. We know Rav Yosi tells us in the Mishnah that colored water disqualifies the mikvah with three lugs, just like regular water does. Amri, so the Gemara says hasta ma'ay detzive mikri. Over there, it's cooled colored water. Hacha shechre ikri. Over here it's cooled beer. Since it's cooled a different name, you might think that the law changes. So Kamash, well, I'm telling you, no, the halacha is still the same. It still has that status, the same rule as Mayim Shuvin does, and it will pass all the mikvah. Ruvkama ma'arvin. Now that we said that you can use beer, how much beer is necessary to use in order to make an erev? Shavar Rav Acha Breid Rav Yosef Kamei Rav Yosef Lameima. He wanted to say Betrain Rivei Shechra. Okay, this is not a revius that we had in Amud Aleph. Okay, this is two legs of Shechar. Now in Amud Aleph, just point something out, when we talk about revius of Yayin and two revius that were used, that is a revius of a loig, a quarter of a loig. When you make kiddush, you're making it with a revius. Revius means a quarter of a loig. So, which is a loig is 15-16 ounces, and a quarter of that is whatever the shear you'll have of the between 3.5 or the 5, all the different shiurim that the contemporary rabbis give for what to use for kiddush, etc. But when we talk, when Rabbi Yosef is talking about the rabbi over here, he's not talking about a quarter of a loig. He's talking about a quarter of a kav. Okay, a kav equals 4 logs, 4 of them. So that's a considerably much larger amount than the revius or revius of a loig. You know, 2 legs as opposed to a quarter. So do the math. I gotta take off my shoes and socks. What is that? 8 times as much? Yeah. Okay. He thought to say that it was, and the Gemara's gonna go to the cheshbon of where he derives it from. Okay. Kiditnan. You need. Kiditnan. We learned in the Mishnah Gabi Haitzah Shabbos, Hamoitzi Yayin. If a person carries that wine, Kedei Mezigas Hakois. Okay. And in order to be for the Malach Haitzah, you have to carry transfer something of significance. And how? What's that? With the amount that's necessary to do, if you moisten it with water, you'll have a full regular cup of wine to drink. But Tanya La, and we learned that an explanation. It means a good cup. My kus yafa. What does a good cup mean? Kushal bracha. For a regular, ordinary kushal bracha, meaning of a kushal mitzvah, abdallah, etc. Kiddush. Rabbi Nachman Amar Rabba. Baravua, Kaishal Bracha, Tsarach Sheyehewe, Raiva Revius. A quarter of a Revius, G'day, in order, Shems again of Yamanal Revius. And if you're moisting it, when you put it in water, it'll be a full Revius. Because the Rava, who says, Dama Rava, Kol Chamra, any wine, to lay Dari, Achatlas Maya, which is not watered down to be 1 to 3 portions of water, Lav Chamra, that's not considered to be wine, it's considered undrinkable. Of Tanya Seifa, Mishakal Mashkin, the Revius. And all other types of drinks, okay, this year is a Revius. Not a Revius. It's basically 16 times as much. The Kala Shaifchen, the Revius. Now with the Hasam, and since we said about the other drinks, Al Chad Arba, and we know with that when they're watered down, it's 1 to 4. Hachanami Al Chad Arba. So now the ratio, okay, is 1 to 4 between the wine and the. The water that you're using. So you multiply what Rav said in Amar Aleph, right? That the shear is 2 revises by 4, okay, and you're going to get 2 logs. So 2 logs is a tremendous amount of wine, of a beer. I mean, so you're getting 2 legs of beer. That's the shear of beer that's going to be used. Let's do this in ounces. That'll be something to between 30 and 35 ounces. I guess the people who drink 6-packs is not such a big deal. Anyway, so you see, you need a lot of a beer for this for the Arab. The Gemara says v'lohi, but the whole cheshbon is incorrect because hasam who debats machi lechashiv, because less than this amount is not considered a chashiv. When this whole Mishnah that talked about the Haitzos Yain, the Kaishaf of the Brachas Amazon, Aval Hacha, but over here, with drinking a cup of beer, you don't need it. Davidi in Shi Dishasu Kasab Tafra, it's common for a person to drink a cup of beer in the morning, the Kasab Panya, another cup in the evening, but Sam Chilayo, and he relies on that. In other words, he's satiated, that's satisfying. So you see, all you should need is really 2 cups. You don't need 2 calves, two legs of beer. So the Gemara says that cheshbon is not a good cheshbon, and the Gemara seemingly will the maskana will be about the shear of the beer. All you need is really 2 kaisis. Tamar mekama, how much dates is used for an erev? A Rabbi Yosef tamar mekav. A kav is worth a Rabbi Yosef mina. How do I know? The Tanya achal gregris. The person ate truma b'shoigig. He has to pay it back, right? B'shilim tamar. He gives back tamar. Tavei la bracha. So he ate the truma b'shoig, which was gregris, and he paid back tomorrow. Gregris, a dried fig, tomorrow my dates. Now, he says, with the price of the tavei la bracha. Take a dummy. What's the case of Tavla Bracha? Ilam Elofi Damim. What's that to Achal mean? Mine Bezuza. He had a zuz worth, a dollar worth. For Kamashal Bezuza, he gave back a zuz worth, you know, a dollar worth. So whatever he gave back. My Tavla Bracha. What's the great bracha? Why is the guy deserving such a bracha? Bezuza Achal, Bezuza Kamashal. He ate a zuz, he pays back a zuz. Elalav must be Lefi Mida, the Achal Mine. Okay, because it must be the measurement that he ate. Because he ate Garvia de Gregris, the Shavi Zuzo, the measure of Gregris, which is a Zuz, with a Zuz, become Ishalm, the Garvia de Tamarim, and he paid him back a measure of Tamarim, the Shavi Arba, which is worth 4. Vitani, you learn Tavale Abracha. Alma, Tamarim Adifi. So you see, Tamarim are more Chashiv. And since they're more Chashiv, so whatever is used. Now, if something could be used for if the shear of Gregris is a kav, so certainly for Tamarim a kav should suffice, and you shouldn't need any more than a kav to be used as an Erev. Really, he ate one zuz worth, become a shalom zuz, and he pays back a zuz in the case of the truma. But my tell the bracha, what's the bracha? Dachal mina immediately the kav tzelei, because he ate from a min which didn't have many people running to buy. The kamishala immediately covered the lezvini, and he gave him back something which people are willing to buy. That's why it's tavla bracha. But reality is that they're both the same shavis, both worth. And therefore, you don't have a kol shkain to say that it should be a kav, it shouldn't be a kav. You don't have a raya from that mishnah by eating chumah b'shoigig what the shear of tamarim should be in order to make an erev. And the Gemara didn't give any answer to that. Shisisa, that's toasted wheat with honey. I don't know a modern name for that dish. How much of that is used for an air? Amar Vacha Bar Pinchas, Trey Shagushi, 2 spoonfuls. Kisinoi, roasted grains. How much of them are used in order to make an air? Amar Baya, Trey Baini, Dipapadisa. 2 baini was the type of measurement of the old Babylonian. 2 Pabadisian bonies. That's how much can be used. I'm a Ravaya, I'm really aimed. Hane Kashinai, once we talk about these Kashinai, these roasted grains, so Baya is going to throw a little bit of a galata about Kashinai. He says that his mother told them, or the woman who brought him up, that these Kashinai are malo liba, they're good for your heart, mavata machshavta, and they take away worries. So if you're in a bad mood and you're all blue, so have some Kashinai and you'll feel a little bit better. Amar Abaya, my mother told me, "Hi, man, the Islay Chusha Deliba, someone who was having weakness in his heart. Laisi should bring Bisra de Itma, the Itma means the thigh, meat of the thigh, Yamina the Dichra of the right leg of a ram. For Laisi Kivoy de Reisa, and he should bring dung from cattle, the Nisan from the month of Nisan. The Eleka Kivoy de Reisa, there's no dung of cattle." Laisi should bring Sugyani de Arvisa, should bring the twigs of a willow tree. Venechvei, and he should burn them and make charcoal out of them. And Venechol, and he should eat those. And he should take the thigh meat and roast it on that charcoal. And he should eat it, Venishti, and he should drink Basra. After he eats the meat, he should drink Chamra, Marka, diluted wine. And that will help him with his heart trouble. Okay, and we'll stop here by the two dots, and Rabbi Elephant will continue tomorrow with Hashem from the two dots there.